The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaSports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you into fantasy sports like we are? It's time to get the inside scoop on the sport and how it affects your team. This is Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams. It's a hard look at the transactions, the injuries, free agents, and starters. And the best part is, you get to ask the experts so you can win. Now, here's Dish Adams.
Oh, yeah, it's football Sunday. It's that time, and you need to set your lineup, and all hell has broken loose in Fantasyland over the last day and a half. So let's get right to it. The early actives, Mike Vick will do what you do, Mike. Montario Hardesty will get the start in Cleveland and the full boat. Roy Williams starting for the Bears. Jerome Simpson, if he can get off his couch and put down the bong, he's allowed to play. Early in actives, the story of the day is Peyton Hillis. Strep throat, practiced yesterday. They thought he'd play, but he is out. He has already been declared inactive. He will not play. Arian Foster, inactive. Ben Tate owners rejoice. Marion Barber, inactive. Mario Manningham, inactive, as expected. Now, still question marks out there. Beanie Wells, we don't know yet. Sidney Rice is expected to play for the first time. Dallas Clark is questionable. Steven Jackson, doubtful. No Sean Marino, he might go, but either way, McGahee's to play. And then, of course, you got Dez Bryant and Tony Romo. Make the call, 888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. And we'll throw in Dan Rose. Now, Dan, I got my kids screaming in the background.
They're screaming because, you know, they own Arian Foster.
Well, as you know, whenever I have the children and I need to do something work-related, I do what every responsible parent does. I throw them in front of the TV. So I don't know. I think they actually might have some Legos and Barbies going on over there. One's a boy, one's a girl. So that's good that they're not playing Barbies together or Legos together, really.
Which is fun.
Anyway, I don't know what to say. Before we get to the football, I just have to say, did you see the movie Bridesmaids?
Yes. Loved it.
Okay, see, now everybody was talking about how great this movie was, and granted, there are some very funny scenes and some good dialogue, and it's really not tough to look at the new best friend. She's really, you know, quite attractive.
Yes, she's very attractive.
I don't get it, though. It was, like, depressing. I wasn't into it. I just didn't like it.
Well, that may be because you're preparing to get married.
Oh, boy, I don't want to get Freudian. All right, football by Freud. Here we go. Let's get to it, Dan. Peyton Hillis down for the count. Big surprise. I mean, look, last night I got an email from our favorite subscriber. Well, one of our favorite subscribers, I should say, because you're all our favorite subscribers. It's like
of
children.
Course.
We love you all equally. He emailed me about Peyton Hillis, and I said, hey, I'm setting my lineup tonight and going to bed feeling comfortable leaving him in. So, of course, I woke up first thing this morning and sent him an email. Sure hope you got computer access today. But that's the kind of service you get. Even when we're wrong, we correct. All right, so Peyton Hillis is down. Montario Hardesty gets the start. Jamal Charles is obviously down. Thomas Jones gets the start. And they said they're going to run him until his tongue is hanging out. We'll get to that. No Sean Moreno back up now. Willis McGahee. Beanie Wells looks like a go, but Chester Taylor's there. And then Antonio Gates.
Yeah.
Out. So Randy McMichael's someone to talk about. But when we come to these backs, Montario Hardesty, Thomas Jones, Chester Taylor, Willis McGahee, of those four guys, who's worth a start?
Oh, McGahee.
Yeah, you don't really, you don't think Hardesty's worth a start?
Hardesty's worth a start. but not over I would take McGahee, even if no Sean Moreno is playing, I would take McGahee over Hardesty.
Yeah, I tend to believe that McGahee is going to be the guy in Denver the rest of the year. What that means, we don't know.
Right.
But I feel like Orton is a competent quarterback, and with Eric Decker doing what he did last week, I think that, you know, I think with Decker, once Lloyd gets healthy, I mean, Demaryius Thomas probably going to come back in a few weeks, too. He might be a good sleeper ad, by the way, people. He might be somebody that, if you can grab and stash, Demaryius Thomas should be back week 6, 7, or 8. And this guy's the most talented receiver on that roster, including Brandon Lloyd.
Yeah, and Eddie Royal appears. His star is sinking.
His window closed. He needs to go to a different team to be able to perform in the league, don't you think?
So, yeah, that's why I think you're right on Thomas. If you've got roster space and can stash him, I would go ahead and pick him up now.
Yeah, I think he's a, because he is a real talented kid.
Very talented, yeah.
All right, now Antonio Gates is very unlikely to play. They're saying
he's out. That's the Chiefs fan in me.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the question. Is Randy McMichael worth a waiver ad to just replace him?
For today?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, we're going to talk about this on our Half-X team. Because our Half-X team, our tight ends, are Lance Kedricks and Zach Miller. And I picked up Randy McMichael when I saw that Gates went down, because I figured, hey, if he goes down for the whole year, McMichael will outperform those guys. But today, Kendricks hasn't come into form yet. Zach Miller, they say they're going to try to get him the ball more, but, I mean, it's Tavares Jackson trying.
Right.
I think Whitehurst might get some time today, actually. I think if they struggle the entire game and Tavares looks bad, they might go to Whitehurst. Sidney Rice is back. But, you know, does McMichael outperform Kendricks and Zach Miller this week?
I see Kendricks. I've given you a lot of grief off the air about Kendricks teasing, but I still believe in Kendricks' talent, and I think he'll be good. But this week against the Ravens, that's tough. So I like McMichael over Kendricks this week.
Well, Fantasy Insights needs him to step up today.
Yes.
Although we have Owen Daniels, but in one of my leagues, he's my backup tight end, and I have Gates, so I'm going to him big time.
The biggest positive for McMichaels, honestly, and this kills me to say, is he's playing the Chiefs. And the Chiefs are absolutely the worst in the league.
I don't think it's so much that as that he's done it before in that offense, and Phillip Rivers has a comfort level with him. He knows the plays. Phillip Rivers knows. He knows the plays. Phillip Rivers will throw to Randy McMichael just as if he was Antonio Gates, if Randy McMichael is running that same pattern on 3rd and 6.
Yeah, he won't put up Gates' numbers, obviously, because he's just not as talented. But
right.
I would be willing to bet a mortgage payment for entertainment purposes only that McMichael should have a touchdown today.
I feel the same. Okay, so now where do we put Montario Hardesty with a full load? We'll have to get to that. We'll have to, when we get to the interrogation game, we'll see where we would rank him.
Yeah.
Now, our Writers League, I think I lost last week because Kendricks laid an egg, so I'm 1-1.
Right.
Are you 2-0?
I am 1-1.
Do you know who's 0-2?
I beat Nice and I lost to Paul.
Kevin's 0-2. And Smitty. The Brain Trust. They're 0-2. All right. Mike Garmin was supposed to be here with his great Dallas accent, updating our injury report and giving us insight on Cowboys players like DeMarco Murray, which, by the way, I was right again. I know more than offensive coordinators. DeMarco Murray should be starting, and he might. All right, we always start with the most important subject, Dan, and my favorite subject, me and my teams. So let's get right to it. And the reason we do this, folks, is when you see me setting my lineup, you get to hear us debate. Maybe you're debating about the same player. But what you should be doing at home is going and getting the crystal ball rankings on fantasyinsights.com. Open up the site. Scroll over Weekly Home, click on Crystal Ball Rankings. We're going to go over all the rankings, and if you have a question about your team, call in 888-346-9144. In fact, right as I said that, we got a caller on hold. Jeff from Kansas City will always interrupt what we're doing to talk about your team. Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, not bad, guys. How about you?
We're doing great. How can we help you? And if you're in Kansas City, that means you live around the corner from Dan Rose.
That's right. We can't wait until 3 o'clock, can we, Jeff?
Well, unfortunately, I'm a Bronco fan living in Denver or in Kansas City, so it's not a good year.
I think you guys got to go to the bar during the Denver Kansas City game and just make a deal. Whoever loses the bet gets the punch in the face by the winner.
We can both cry in our beer. But anyway, Jeff,
go ahead, Jeff. Tell us about your team.
Okay, well, the injury bug has bit me this year, and I'm trying to figure out what wideouts I should go with. Need three of these. I've got Mike Williams, Tampa Bay, Nate Burleson, Brandon Lloyd going up against that tough Tennessee defense. Then I got Dez Bryant. That's a question mark. And then I got Jordy Nelson.
All right, so you got three of those. I think Mike Williams is a no-brainer start coming off of his horrible game last week. I think they're going to make a point to get him the ball. And I saw the game. He made a touchdown catch that was outstanding of 27 yards that got called back because of a dumb holding penalty. So he's fine. They're still targeting him. I really like him. If it's a league that gives bonus points for long touchdowns, I'm going to tell you also to go with Jordy Nelson. I love Dez Bryant, but he's not healthy. And I think you said the others were who? Lloyd and A.J. Green?
No, Lloyd and Burleson.
Burleson. I'm a big Burleson fan, and Burleson hasn't gotten in the end zone yet. So I think today is the day he gets into the end zone. He used to play for Minnesota, don't forget. He's had over seven targets both weeks. He had six catches week one, seven catches week two. He's averaging about 75, 80 yards. So if it's a PPR league, I like Burleson as my third there, only because Bryant and Lloyd are both banged up, and you never know if they can re-aggravate an injury. Dan, what do you say?
I agree totally. I would go with Williams, Burleson, and Nelson. Lloyd, I would like if he was healthy, but
yeah,
he's not.
If Bryant's healthy, I'd probably put him in ahead of Lloyd and Nelson. But I'm just too worried about his health, and you can't wait till Monday night, and then that just eliminates it. It's like the SAT. You got to eliminate the ones you can't do.
You're better off playing Williams, Burleson, and Nelson and feeling safe about it. And then if the other two play, those things. But you could just as easily be sitting there looking at a big zero because both of them are, you know, game-time inactives, and it's too late to reset your roster.
Now, Jeff, with that said, whenever we are unanimous, we always tell everybody you should go the opposite.
No.
That's the right play. It's all about probabilities, and I think that's the way you got to play your team today.
Gotcha. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. All right, we go from Jeff to John in New Jersey. What's going on, John?
Yeah, I'm about to ask you a question about my team. I got Rodgers or Matthew Stafford.
Yep.
Who's who,
Matthew Stafford or who?
Phillip Rivers.
Well, that's actually a tough call.
You cannot lose today.
Yeah, isn't that funny that that's a tough call? Here's my concern about Rivers. I think that they're up 21-0 in the first quarter, and they run the ball the whole second half. Now, that said, they tend to pile on. They wouldn't mind coming off a loss putting up 40 points today. So it's real tough to go against Rivers when he's playing the worst defense in the league and he's at home and Stafford's on the road. But Stafford's performing so high. I got to tell you, that's one of those coin flips, and don't worry about it. But I'd go with Rivers, and we have Rivers ranked higher. What do you say, Dan?
I totally agree. I mean, there is a chance that Rivers will basically be handing the ball off the entire fourth quarter. But let's be really brutally honest. There's the chance that Stafford may be sitting on the bench with a 40-point lead against Minnesota.
Yeah, for what it's worth, we have Rivers with 335 yards, three touchdown passes, and we've got Stafford with 310 yards, three touchdown passes. So we don't see them too far apart, but we've got Rivers ranked ahead of Stafford this week.
I think Dish is right. I think it's a coin flip for you. Pick whichever one you want. You will not go wrong because both of these guys are top five quarterbacks no matter what.
Yeah, this is one of those that if you don't have the satellite, whichever game's on TV, you play that guy so you can watch him.
I think we're leaning go for Rivers.
Yep.
But neither one of us would blink an eye if you started.
Rivers was playing the worst team in the league, and he's at home. Those two reasons alone, I think you start him. It's just, go back to Logic 101.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right, John, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Now, Dan, we only got a couple minutes left, so we better get to my teams, of course. I love callers, by the way. I love when people call.
We love
call people. We know you're listening. We see the ratings. We see the numbers. We know how many of you there are. Call us. What are you scared of? 888-346-9144. 888-346-9144. Don't worry. They don't make fun of anybody but me. I'm the one that they give all the abuse to.
That's right.
Your shield. All right, Dan, we got 1 minute till the break, so we're going to go over and set my lineups when we come back from the break. I'll just tell you real quick, Hollywood League with Gracie, or Celebrity League, Breeze and Cam Newton, that's the only choice again. I'm going to start Kendricks in the Orthodox League, I've got to, and Newton or Breeze is the other question there.
So we'll talk about all that. When we get back, Mike Neese will be here with the weather report as well. We'll go over all of the experts' leagues. Fantasy Insights Radio on a Sunday morning leading up to game time. Matt, your musical stallion's got to take us away.
With 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Football and so much more is the focus of Planet Gridiron with Damian Anderson. Join the former Arizona Cardinals running back for a show that mixes, well, a little bit of everything. Damian brings to the program life experiences playing football, and we'll talk about his variety of successes both on and off the field. The goal is to provide you with a fun perspective on life, family, success, and of course, football. Tune in to Planet Gridiron with Damian Anderson, Fridays at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Spin It with Chuck Foreman has a spin on so much that's going on, it will be hard to fit it all into the promo. We'll talk about the weekend games, what to look forward to, hot topics in the news. Spin It Old School, which gives a back-in-the-day approach from Chuck. A no-spin zone where Chuck gives an unbiased opinion and lets you do the same. Chuck will be taking us around town and around the world with news, happenings, and more. It's football, news, and happenings. Tune in for Spin It with Chuck Foreman, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
See, that's real. Guns N' Roses. That's not that BS fairy band that they say. People get annoyed when I say Terry. Terry's feminine. Terry's not gay. Okay? It's not derogatory to gay people. It's derogatory to feminine people. There's a debate about that over the weekend. You agree with me, Dan?
I agree with you.
Because if not, I'll take it right out of the lingo. I don't see where fairy and gay have any association. I've never used it for that.
No.
So he's been effeminate. Ever since we were kids, he called somebody a fairy. Didn't mean they were gay. He didn't even know what gay was.
No.
Just meant they were a girl.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
All right.
I'm looking at the Broncos inactives right now, and
yep.
Oh, my gosh, if I've got a Tennessee Titan, I'm playing them this week.
Nobody we need to be sending an immediate email out about, not like Lloyd or...
No. But I'm looking at Champ Bailey, Elvis Dumeril, you know, Marcus Thomas, the defensive tackle.
All right, well, that brings us... Hasselbeck, I think, is a great play today, but should I be picking him up over Rex Grossman for the long term as my backup to Vic?
Oh, boy, that's tough.
It is, right? Because Rexy is always throwing those interceptions, and we get penalized 3 points for an interception, so that's the reason why I might do it. But Rex is 2-0, and he actually looks good, and he came out and he said, we're going to win the division. And, like, Rex has been to the Super Bowl. I mean, I got to give him some credit, even though he is, you know, he's got a gun. He loves throwing to Santana Moss. He looks comfortable in that offense. I think I'm going to hold him one more week.
I'd hold on. Well, I definitely would hold on to him this week against Dallas. But
well, I'm not going
to
play him.
Hasselbeck, oh boy, that has to surprise me. And you know, our next guest, he has plenty to say about Rex Grossman. So
yeah, well, we're not going to let him because we're tight on time. Mike Neese, that guy from Chicago, is here, and he's going to give us a quick update on the weather report. Anything that's going to affect it about the league? Go ahead, Mike.
Alrighty, real quick on Grossman, just say no. As far as the weather goes, basically the whole country is going to be overcast and a little cloudy. There's a couple of sunny games. The only games affected by weather at all are Tampa Bay, where Atlanta plays Tampa Bay. It's going to be about 87, tad on the hot side. And Washington and Dallas, that's going to start off about 90 degrees, so... those two games can be affected a little bit as far as players'
cramps and heat exhaustion a little bit, but nothing on the side that's going to affect the ball.
No, it's still early enough in the season where there's not too much of a weather impact yet.
Yeah, no big winds or anything like that. Okay, Mike,
yeah.
stick around here. Right now, we need to set my lineups, of course. But, of course, as I tell all of you, if you call in or if you email, we make you the priority. And I just got a email from Tony Kravitz. Tone, how you doing? Cam Newton or Matt Stafford? Well, see, that's the one that we debate every week now. Cam Newton's in every conversation. I've got two leagues where I've got Cam Newton or Drew Brees. And my rule about Cam Newton right now is if the quarterback that I'm looking at choosing against him is not named Brady or Brees, I would start Newton. But here's what I have to say about Cam Newton. It all depends on your scoring system. If you get more points for rushing touchdowns than you do for passing touchdowns, if you get more points per rushing yard than you do per passing yard, which is most leagues, I think Newton is the must-start because he supplies the rushing yards, the good opportunity for a rushing touchdown, and he's throwing for over 400 yards two games in a row, and he's playing a team against a rookie quarterback, which means he should be starting inside the 20, you know, two or three times.
Yeah, this week against the Jaguars, actually, I Cam Newton's the top four quarterback for me this week.
Yeah, okay, so who's the third that you would have in there? Brees, Brady, and who else would you put ahead of him?
Actually, to be honest,
Rodgers. I'm putting Rodgers at Chicago ahead of him this week.
Yeah, I think Rodgers is probably ahead of him this week. But really, like, well, we were just talking about Philip Rivers.
You know what? I know who we didn't mention, and it's really like I'm really embarrassed about it. You know who I didn't even mention is Mike Vick. Oh boy, Cam Newton might be my new guy. I might need a jersey.
I got to be honest, all you Vick owners out there, this week scares me with Vick.
Not at all. Mike Vick's going to put up his best game of the year today.
No.
Mike Vick has not put up a 40-point game yet this year. You watch. All right. Getting to my teams, Dan. I need to set my lineups, okay? But we're saying Newton for Tony, and then Tony had one other question. He says Matt Bryant or Kevin Cobb. I'm assuming that he means Matt Ryan or Kevin Cobb. Ryan plays the better defense. Cobb's going to throw the ball all over the field against Seattle.
Yes.
I think Kevin Cobb's the right play.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I like Kevin Cobb this week.
Mike, Matt Ryan, or Kevin Cobb?
I've got to definitely go with Cobb.
Okay, so whenever we're unanimous, always go the other way. But Cobb
is
the guy.
Remember also the Cardinals' running back situation. They're both dinged up.
Well, Chester Taylor is okay, but we're not going to know on Beanie Wells until later.
Right, right.
Mike,
well, the thing with Ryan
guy
too
from Chicago and Dan Rose, along here with Dish Adams, the JFL. That's my big team with Kevin. I need to win this week. I lost Jamal Charles. I have Ben Tate, so I got good news because Arian Foster went out. So my three running backs are Gore, Tate, and McGahee. I need to start two. I'm assuming Gore and Tate leaving McGahee on the bench. Correct, Dan?
Yes.
Mike, you think McGahee should play either over or Gore or Tate?
No, no way.
Okay, now I dropped Ocho Cinco, and I had to make a choice between if I wanted A.J. Green or Denarius Moore. I went with A.J. Green, spent $30 for him. Two out of these three receivers, Megatron, who's a no-brainer, and then Santana Moss or A.J. Green. Dan?
Ooh. Wow.
It is a debate. I am always a hater on Santana Moss, but Santana Moss this year he is the number one receiver, and Grossman likes throwing to him.
And
he killed Dallas, and he's playing Monday night. We have the Monday night magic.
Cowboys
have a lot of games. We come back Mondays.
Right. The Cowboys are banged up, and their secondary is bad right now.
Well, and A.J. Green's great, and I like him a lot, but I got him more because it's a keeper league.
Right.
And I think that I have him as a bye week replacement, but, you know, if he goes off again, I still just think he just decimated Denver. And I want to see him do it again before I think he's a every week start.
I can't argue with that at all.
Mike Neese, what do you say?
I think I'd have to go with Moss, but it would be real close.
Yeah, it's close, but I think the Monday night magic thing,
I think Moss has
that
60
point game on Monday night for us. So we've always had a thing Monday nights. So, okay. Olsen or Ed Dixon at the tight end spot? Olsen did not do anything last week after having a pretty good game the week before, although Newton did target him twice in the end zone. Maybe this is the week Olsen gets in the end zone, or Ed Dixon for Baltimore, a better play against St. Louis, Dan?
I like Olsen.
Mike?
I think Carolina's just, their matchup is just too damn good.
Yeah, they have a good matchup. Mike, what do you say?
Yeah, I'd go the other way. I think I'd take Dixon this week.
Why is that?
Well, you know, he and Flacco seem to have a pretty good rapport going, at least the first week. And
they just got crushed by Tennessee's defense.
You know, I really think he would be the one on top this week.
All right, let's get to one of the – well, we did talk about Newton or Breeze. I'm going with Breeze in both situations. You guys agree with that?
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy that you didn't have to think about it? Not as definite as I was last week.
Because Cam Newton came back and did it again. But
yeah, last week. Now, if he does it again this week, you know what's going to happen. The first week that I start him, you know.
Yeah.
That's what it is. All right, we just got a question emailed to us. One running back and one flex from this group. Pierre Thomas, DeLon Carter, Andre Caldwell, Scott Chandler. Now, looking at that, I think Jerome Simpson is going to be active today, it looks like. Dan, are you keeping your eye on the wire?
Yeah, Simpson is active.
Okay.
He will probably not start.
But he is active. I think Scott Chandler, the tight end, wow, that's tough. That's a DeLon Carter I really like, but they're playing Pittsburgh. I think I'd go here with either Andre Caldwell and Chandler or Pierre Thomas and Caldwell. What do you say, Dan?
I would definitely go with, Pierre Thomas for sure. I would not play any Indianapolis Colt this week. Any Indianapolis Colt. Yeah, I'd go with Pierre Thomas, even though...
And who, Chandler or Caldwell?
Chandler.
Mike, who do you like, Chandler or Caldwell?
I like Chandler better.
And would you go with Thomas?
I think Buffalo's offense has really hit a stride, and, you know, there doesn't seem to be any stopping him.
But we got to go with the running back, Thomas, because he might get in the end zone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so now let's take a look at some of the rankings here before we finish discussing our halfax team is what we got to settle, guys. And then it'll be all listener radio. Kevin Cobb or Cutler, Cutler's against Green Bay, whose defense has given up a lot of passing yards, but I'm going with Cobb in Seattle, right? Mike Neese, Jay Cutler or Kevin Cobb?
I love Jay Cutler, but his offensive line scared the hell out of me last week. I got to go with Cobb.
Yeah, I wonder if because they were – see, sometimes you overthink. I'm thinking because they were so bad last week, they'll be so good this week, but then you do that and they're bad again. So, okay. At running back, we need one to two of these four. Benjarvis Green-Ellis and Tim Hightower. Those are the normal two.
Right.
But then you got McCluster, and I picked up Chester Taylor in case Wells doesn't go. Either one of those two worth starting?
I don't know.
Of McCluster or who?
Chester Taylor. PPR. No, BGE and Hightower are better.
Right.
Offerman and Hightower, right?
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
So we start those two. Now it comes down to the receivers. Julio Jones, Ocho Cinco. I got the Sanzenbacher. What do you think of him, Niece? I like Sanzenbacher.
I like him. He looks like he could be the man in Chicago. He
right? I think he's got that slot position locked up. He's going to be the receiver worth owning there at some point.
He's got good hands. And he and Cutler seem to really have a rapport going.
But I can't start him over Julio Jones, right?
No.
And what about Jerome Simpson? Should I start Jerome Simpson over Jones or Sanzenbacher?
I think what Jerome Simpson's going to end up doing is he's going to sit the first series, and then Caldwell will move back into the slot. And then Simpson will take his place on the other side against, you know, with A.J. Green.
Right.
So you're probably looking at, you know, a partial game out of Simpson, but I think I'm just
going to start Ocho Cinco with Hernandez out of there. I think they'll get Ocho Cinco. He's going to have to get some more snaps because they only have one tight end on the roster now.
This is the week that it's – if Ocho Cinco doesn't come back this week – I think it's time to start dropping him.
Well, I dropped him already in one league just because not because I think he's not going to turn it around, but because A.J. Green and Denarius Moore were sitting out there, and right now they're number one receivers on their team.
Yeah.
You always got to have the number one receiver when you can. Ocho's going to take some time to play into value.
Yeah.
All right, we took a big hit in the Experts League with Hillis going down. So just so you guys know what to root for, we need James Starks or DeMarco Murray to step up and fill that void. One of those two guys has to have a huge game for us.
Starks will.
And Sidney Rice returns today, and we have him in a bunch of leagues. So, Sidney Rice, what are your thoughts on how he'll do today, Dan?
On how he'll do today, be great. I think they'll work him in kind of slowly, which that right there, now that I've said that, means he'll have 10 catches for 170 yards.
Yeah, I don't see them working him in slowly. They need him.
Yeah,
I think I see a game where he makes a couple catches, he gets up, he, you know, flashes the first down sign. He's pumped up. He gets the offense going a little, but then again, it's Tavares Jackson. We have a rare treat from D.C. We have Smitty at the airport on hold, and we only have 30 seconds. So, Smitty, say hello.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you? But right now, we're going to go to a break with Matt's musical stylings. He's going to take us out. He had Cars by Gary Numan last time. Epic, Matt. Epic. Keep it going.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
We some hard hitters, we some hard hitters.
Hard Hitting Radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard Hitting Radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Music. Good job, Matt. All right, turn it off. We've got a lot to get to. Smitty joins us. From where, Smitty? Where are you?
I'm sitting in the National Airport Grill in Ronald Reagan Airport in D.C. I'm on my way back to Austin after a week-long seminar. So
that's like me having to sit in the Howard Dean Airport. Oh, you're in the house of goodness.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan.
Too many statues, though, so I'm okay.
All right, so, Smitty, you just got on. We're going to go over really quickly the positions, but we got to set a lineup. And in the halfbacks league, I picked up Randy McMichael this morning because Antonio Gates is out. So between Zach Miller, Randy McMichael, and Lance Kendricks, I got to start one of those guys. Who do you say?
God, this is terrible. But I think you got to go with Kendricks because I think McMichael's been a stiff. Every time people start him, thinking he gets an opportunity, he gets one or two catches for 10 yards. And, you know, Zach Miller's lost soul, you know, out there. So
so we should start who?
Sure.
Huh? We should start who?
Kendricks.
Just wanted to make
Am I cackling like a monkey?
Well, you know, those three terrible options. I can't imagine, you know, in most leagues where guys can still do pickups that you can't pick up someone better than all three of those guys.
Oh, no, this league is like 32-team rosters. It's deep.
I'm
this is the one where we inherited the horrendous roster.
His puppy and getting his nose wiped in his poop.
I don't even know how to respond to that one.
Poor Smitty.
All right. Wow, Mike, you really threw me for a loop with that.
Yeah, just the word poop alone.
Yeah, I mean, wow. Okay. All right, names of note today. Victor Cruz steps in for Mario Manningham. Smitty, you like Victor Cruz today? What can he do?
He's not bad. I mean, you know, Manningham could have had a great day if he could catch passes and run with what would have been a touchdown pass. I had him in a league. I lost the game by 1 point because of that fool. I like Cruz. I like Cruz, and if you're looking for options, I think that's a high-scoring game, and hey, that's actually one of my picks on the game guide is take the Giants plus the 9.
Do you like him better than Brandon LaFell? Do you like him better in a flex position than Thomas Jones or DeMarco Murray this week?
Thomas Jones is probably worth a shot for a goal line carrier too. I actually think McCluster steps out in that lineup, and then, you know, like a lot of people have conjectured, I think LaRon McClain eventually will be significant there. A fella I've never been crazy about.
He scored 2 weeks in a row.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, he scored 2 weeks in a row.
I'm sorry?
LaFell has scored 2 weeks in a row.
I know. It's just, you know, so it's just maybe one of those things where I'm tuned out on the guy, and he may well be worth playing. So, you know, that just may be a personal bias of mine. So, but I'd probably go Tommy Jones.
All right, let's get to some running backs and start playing a little interrogation game. Go through the rankings again. For the listeners, we've got Rashard Mendenhall way up there today. Now, Peyton Hillis we had as the 11th ranked back, so he obviously slips out. Fred Jackson, number 10. Ben Tate, we've got 13, but Foster's out, so Tate maybe even moves up a little bit. But at the spots where people start wondering who to sit and who to start, Michael Turner, Cedric Benson, Mike Tolbert. Between those three guys, who are you going to start, Smitty?
I'm going with Tolbert. He's been consistent. You know, he's always on the injury report, but he secures his status by the time the game rolls around. I think Tolbert and Matthews both have good games against just a terrible Chiefs team right now.
Dan?
Agree totally, as much as it pains me to say. I love Tolbert today.
And Mike?
I've loved Tolbert since the get-go this year.
Okay, so it's interesting. I don't know. I just don't have it for Michael Turner. I think Tolbert's the guy there, too. All right, Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, Ryan Matthews, Sean Green, James Starks. Who's the number one guy in that group, Smitty?
Well, Starks is going to be slogging through some bad weather, but I think Starks is a solid play, probably my number one out of that group. And number two, as we just discussed, is Ryan Matthews, because I think both he and Tolbert have good games today.
Dan?
I think Matthews does a little bit on the ground, but it does a lot more damage in the air. I can't stand Sean Green, so
yep.
But Starks is way more explosive, and you can already tell he's getting, I think he's got twice as many touches now as Ryan Grant.
Now, in a PPR league, can you start LeGarrette Blount over Ryan Matthews, Steven Jackson, Mike Tolbert, those guys, if Steven Jackson plays against Baltimore with a gimpy leg?
Well, Tolbert, oddly enough, leads. He's a pass-catching machine right now. I think Ryan Matthews will start taking that away from him a little more.
Okay, now then down at our final flex options, Roy Helu, Joseph Addai.
Oh, thank you.
Isaac Redmond, DeLon Carter. That's the final flex spot right around there. DeLon Carter, Isaac Redmond, Roy Helu, Joseph Addai. Smitty?
I go with Helu, but the one name you
didn't
mention just currently
is for loading and unloading passengers only.
Receivers is Sproles. You got Sproles in that mix?
Yeah, Sproles is higher than all of them.
Okay, all right, fair enough. So I go with Helu. But that's a tough mix you just rolled out there.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm thinking that's your flex spot. So a lot of guys will be looking at those guys against a third receiver in deeper leagues with flex.
Yeah, my team's just better than that. I don't have to make those kind of calls. Those guys
some deep leagues, you have to make those choices. Okay, Jeremy Maclin or A.J. Green? Smitty?
Oh, that's tough. Shade Maclin, but I think Green is a nice start as well. He was a little banged up. It's not turf toe, apparently. Both are good starts, but I'd probably shade Maclin just because he had such a huge game. It's hard to sit him. But Green did too, so those are two solid plays.
Dan, what do you say?
Maclin.
Neat?
I like them both. I like them both a lot. But I like Maclin a little bit better.
Mike?
I give Maclin the slight edge.
All right. You know, Maclin with the slight edge, I think it's relatively unanimous, which you know what that means, folks. A.J. Green. Anquan Boldin, Brandon Lloyd, or Eric Decker? Mike?
I think I'd take Decker.
Interesting. Against the Tennessee defense, it's pretty tough. Smitty, Decker, Lloyd, Boldin?
I'm going with Boldin. A couple places had Boldin ranked to have a decent game. Lloyd, I don't trust. I didn't trust him coming into the year. Number two, I'd say Decker, and then Lloyd, just kind of wait and see. I don't want to. He's just one of those guys I don't want to put stock in and have him show up with a terrible game.
Ed?
Oh, editor? Okay, thank you.
Or Ed McMahon.
Like, who the hell's Ed?
You.
Yeah, like, when did Ed come
or the editor? Either one.
Yeah.
Bolden is far and away the number one target because Lee Evans is going to miss the game again, and you got basically three rookies on the other side. So I give Bolden a slight edge over Decker.
Okay, now this is a choice a lot of people are going to have to make today, and I will go Bolden, Decker, Lloyd as well.
Just so you know, I'm making a sacrifice right now. I've just got a very tasty-looking sub in front of me that I'm going to have to watch so I'm not eating through the show.
Oh, so you can actually just eat, and that way it'll keep you quiet.
Oh, yeah, but then you get the same warrant.
Yeah, so you look at the temptation in front of you. It's good practice for life. All right, Deion Branch, Santonio Holmes, or Devery Henderson? Smitty?
Deion Branch. I just think that's a high-scoring game. And more than ever, I think Brady's locked in on Branch. After that, Devery seems like he's doing it, but Lance Moore is back and starting, so I go with Branch.
Mike?
I definitely think so. I think rather than Ocho Cinco, I think Branch and Welker are going to have to step up their games. I don't think they're going to count on Ocho.
What do you say, Dan?
Deion Branch has shocked me, to be honest, with as productive as he's been, so I'd go with Deion Branch.
Yep.
Okay, guys, we just got an email from a subscriber that I am going to reply to, so tell me. Love the email, Seeker of Truth. LaRon McClain or DeLon Carter, I'm saying DeLon Carter for sure. And then the choice that we have to get to is Knicks, Ocho Cinco, Julio Jones, or Lance Moore, picking three. So basically you're going with Knicks for sure. And he's saying he's trying to decide Moore versus Ocho Cinco. I don't know. I think I would start Ocho Cinco and Lance Moore and leave Julio Jones on the bench. But what would you do, Smitty?
I agree with you. I think Julio Jones is occasionally making an acrobatic attempt and a catch here and there, but just not proving up. I don't like starting Ocho Cinco. But, you know, I think they're going to get him back
with
the field.
And with Hernandez out of there, if you're going to start Ocho Cinco, this is the week. Mike, what do you say?
I tend to disagree a little bit. I think I would leave Moore out of the line until he proves he's healthy. He's had a really bad groin injury, and, you know, that's likely to blow up any time.
Okay, and Dan, what do you say?
I kind of agree with Mike a little bit on if you're playing Moore, I mean, you got a chance that he may be in there for about five plays and then be sitting on the bench for the rest of the time. Julio Jones, I think, last week was the epitome of what you're going to see out of Julio Jones. He's going to be non-existent for 2.5 quarters, and then he'll make the spectacular play that kind of jump-starts the offense. That's what you're going to get.
Yep. Yeah, A.J. Green is who we all hoped Julio Jones would be.
Yeah.
The problem with Moore is he's one of those small receivers that he just can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So the you know the guys I told you that they offered me, they said I was going to have to give them Mike Vick and Jamal Charles for Peyton Manning and Arian Foster. I just saw a trade come across the wire in that league where they just traded Dan Carpenter and Arian Foster for LeGarrette Blount and Robbie Gould. That's where the value of Arian Foster is right now, LeGarrette Blount.
Wow.
Wow. Interesting. That's a PPR league.
Wow.
Very interesting. All right, moving right along. We're getting into some of these receivers now. I have Reggie Wayne, number 29. Behind Devery Henderson, Santonio Holmes, Deion Branch, David Nelson, Eric Decker, Brandon Lloyd, behind all those guys because he's playing Pittsburgh and Kerry Collins is his quarterback. Am I way off, Smitty?
I think you're way high.
No.
I don't know.
Me and Jerome Simpson both.
An Indianapolis Colt this week at all.
Okay, what about you, Smitty? Agree. I think he's high. I don't think you're high. I think
me and Jerome Simpson, baby.
Jerome Simpson's high.
You think Reggie Wayne's high or I'm high? Smitty, what do you say?
I think that's not too high. And, you know, I agree with those guys that he's probably too high.
Really?
I guess what I'm saying is I'm benching Wayne in one of my leagues. So.
Okay. I guess I got him nailed relatively. I mean, let's talk about the guys who are right behind him then for listeners to know what we're thinking. We've got Reggie Wayne just ahead of Denario Alexander, Dwayne Bowe, Denarius Moore, Dez Bryant, Percy Harvin. Should any of those guys be ahead of Reggie Wayne?
Alexander
Dez Bryant,
Moore.
If he can play, of course.
What's that, Smitty?
Dez Bryant, if he can play, of course.
What about you, Dan? Any of those guys ahead of Reggie Wayne?
Bowe. I feel like
your boy Bowe.
Bowe's about the only person on the Chiefs roster that I would actually semi-recommend.
All right, Smitty, we're starting to get a little bit of too much noise feedback from the airport, so we got to ask you to say goodbye, my little friend.
Hey, no worries. Now I can eat my sandwich. Good luck, guys.
Go eat your sandwich in Ronald Reagan Airport. Enjoy.
All right, take care.
Talk to you later, Smitty.
Love it. Love it that he's in Ronald Reagan Airport. It's just the greatest.
Hey, I can hear now.
I know. I didn't even realize it because you know I can't hear. Dan, next time you got to say something earlier. You know I can't hear anything. Denarius Moore for me is
I've
a guy
a
I'd move up.
For you guys.
If Denarius Moore, if even though he plays Revis today, so you can't move him up.
Right.
Denari Alexander against Baltimore, yeah, that's tough. Maybe Bo. Okay, how about Plaxico Burress, Michael Crabtree? Either one of those guys? Move him ahead? Dan?
That was actually what I was getting ready to ask you about, Crabtree. Because
well,
I think Crabtree's just coming back.
Limited snaps.
He's going to be covered in rust. I mean, this guy cannot possibly be decent today. I think actually in San Francisco, Josh Morgan's a better bet.
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay, we're coming up upon a break, so I'm just going to give you some guys that I think are good options for flex positions today at the receivers. Mike Sims-Walker, fine with me. Brandon LaFell, I really like him as a flex position today. Sidney Rice, not a bad flex. Muhammad Massaquin, yeah, I don't like it. Maybe Victor Cruz, we've said we like, and maybe Mike Thomas, although he's got a rookie quarterback. So of the guys we're mentioning, Ocho Cinco gets in as well. Matt's Musical Stylings are going to take us to the break.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Listen to Sports Talk at the Positive Pub every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel. Gil Tyree talks to sports newsmakers, playmakers, and story breakers. You, the hardcore, interactive, and novice fan, can join the show via your phone calls and emails. Sample what's good, right, and positive about the world of sports every week. Begin your week in a positive way with Sports Talk from the Positive Pub. Be here every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network, and let's talk football.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
There it is, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
I've got to love those funky Cypress Hill joints. There's nobody like the funky
guy.
One. There really isn't.
See, Cypress Hill.
What is it?
Hill,
Be Real? Is that his name?
Know.
Be Real? I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm not up there with Niche yet, but
Matt just wrote to me, yes.
Not quite my generation.
See, Matt, not bad for an old man, huh? Not bad for an old man.
Hey, Bruce Springsteen and I had the same birthday a couple days ago. We were born on the same day in the USA. How's that?
But just not in the same year, though.
Yes, the same very fucking day.
I'm.
Hey, that guy in Chicago.
Hey, that guy. If you guys were born the same day in the same year, then I think Bruce's nutritionist is a little bit better than yours.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I can't imagine prancing around a stage for 3 hours.
I don't want to imagine you prancing around a stage for 3 hours.
I'd be faced on the stage in about 20 minutes.
All right, let's get back to the University of Michigan that's 4-0 and in the top 20. Oh, I'm sorry, we weren't talking about that. We're talking about fantasy football.
Yes.
Tight ends. We're getting to the tight ends now.
Isn't
we're in
the
interrogation game.
Fantasy football?
Mike, calm down over there. Dustin Keller, I have ranked number 10 this week. With Antonio Gates going out, where do you put McMichael? Do you start McMichael ahead of a banged-up Dallas Clark? Hey, have the inactives been released for Indianapolis and Pittsburgh? They have to have been. Is Dallas Clark playing?
I was just checking. I don't see anything yet.
Yeah, I mean,
go ahead.
Unless they somehow have an afternoon game that I'm not aware of.
I haven't seen anything.
Me neither, so I'm assuming he's playing. Jermaine Gresham is number 12, right ahead of Kellen Winslow, Lance Kendricks, and Shenko. Am I off on any of those guys? Dan?
No. I mean, I think you got him. Actually, I think they're perfect.
Okay,
I was
so going to
say
anybody
really
that
profound,
I'm missing,
but I have nothing profound to say.
Mike, anything that we're missing? Here are these rankings, any of the tight ends. I mean, Ed Dixon you liked, Dallas Clark 70. Mercedes Lewis is playing, but he's going to be limited. Scott Chandler I have down at 20. Is he too low? Should he be up there with guys like Vernon Davis, Dustin Keller, and Greg Olsen?
I think Chandler's a little low because he's been a favorite target so far, Fitzgerald. Dallas Clark again, he's really iffy. Kellen Winslow, he seems to be doing well. I might bump him up a little bit. Keller, I really like a lot. He's got Tom Moore, the former offensive coordinator from the Colts, who's been working with him, and he's off to a great start.
Yeah, and actually, Dish, sorry for the brain cramp there, but when you mentioned the inactive report for Pittsburgh and Indianapolis, all of a sudden I was like, why don't we have that? And, of course, it's because they don't play until 8 o'clock tonight. So.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
It's good to have the schedule in front of you sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Anyway, but I do. I love Keller this week. Keller's actually a really good start this week.
Okay, so there you have it.
Fred
looking
Davis
at some more of the rankings.
If Chris Cooper plays.
What about Mercedes Lewis? Unplayable today?
Oh, boy. Rookie quarterback. He's probably going to be a little bit limited in the game. I don't think he's going to be out there for every snap. But Gabbert need tight ends and rookie quarterbacks. Gabbert's going to target him, I'm pretty sure. He's a low end number one-ish. He's more of a number two guy this week.
Yeah, he's just – and he's banged up, so that just
he's
makes
banged,
it hard.
Yeah, he's banged up. If he was healthy, he's the number one. But
all right, so, Dan, you said you had a question from a subscriber.
I have a question from – actually, he's a longtime Fantasy Insights guy. Jason in Abilene, Kansas. He's got running backs. He's got to start two of these guys. He's got McCoy, Woodhead, Best, and Starks. And he's going to go with McCoy. It's a PPR league. So basically,
it's between Woodhead, Best, and Starks, PPR league?
Yes.
I think you got to, while he's healthy, go with Javid Best. And you know I'm no fan of Javid Best. But in order, I'd go Best, Starks, Woodhead. I mean, Woodhead's a great player. He plays in their no huddle. He catches passes. But you can't compare him to Starks.
Right.
And you can't compare him to Best if all things are considered equal. Mike Neese, any difference of opinion there?
No, Best is probably one of the better PPR running backs they have if he could stay healthy. He had almost 60 catches last year, and he was only healthy for two games.
Yeah. So I think McCoy and Best are the two that he needs to. He could also, they do have a flex in that league, so he could almost put Starks as his flex.
Yeah, no, I like Starks. I don't have any problem starting Starks if you have a strong
Starks
rest of your team.
Starks catch a lot of passes today, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and McCoy, I think McCoy is obviously the no-brainer there.
Yes.
All right, so moving along, talking now about down, looking at the flex positions again at running back. Arian Foster's out, we know. Is Dexter McCluster worth a flex spot? Is C.J. Spiller, who's supposed to get some slot work, worth a flex spot, or are they still untouchable, Dan?
I don't like McCluster against San Diego. I do kind of like if they really, truly put C.J. Spiller out there at receiver and give him more touches, I like Spiller. Again,
yeah, I like him in that role. I just don't like him as a running back. What about
exactly.
LaDainian Tomlinson? Do you put him ahead of Joseph Addai, for instance?
Oh, yes, for sure.
Okay, LaDainian, so do you put Tomlinson ahead of Woodhead and Brandon Jacobs and Mark Ingram?
I would. If you look at LaDainian Tomlinson, even at his advanced age, you look at his history against the Oakland Raiders, he's got a Hall of Fame career just on what he's done against Oakland.
Mike Neese, absolutely. What do you say? Tomlinson's better than those guys?
I think so.
All right. Is DeMarco Murray a potential flex start this week, Dan?
Yes.
Yes. How many touches do you think he gets? 10 to 15?
I honestly, even with Felix Jones supposedly, you know, could play, but I don't think he's going to get the start. Yeah, I think you're looking at Murray. I think it's more along the 15 to 20. They'll be in that range.
Well, you know, I've liked Murray since the after-draft special we did.
Right.
I've been high on Murray. I just think this kid's an all-world talent. I couldn't believe that the Cowboys got him where they did, and I've been saying all along he should be the starting tailback there, and that's why I'm hating on Felix Jones and Shard Choice. He's the best back in that backfield. So I think he's worth a flex spot this week. D'Angelo Williams, is he startable anymore?
Would
you start him ahead of Lee Wells or LeGarrette Blount or James Starks, Dan?
No.
Mike?
No, you got to go with Starks.
Okay, so D'Angelo Williams has really fallen off the map.
Well, it's because Carolina has become a quarterback-driven offense. The D'Angelo Williams of the, you know, John Fox era was a must-start every week. But, I mean, they're only getting Williams and Stewart. They're only averaging about 2.5 per carry. And even Cam Newton, as great as he's been, is only averaging about, 3.9
yep.
yards a carry?
Yep.
And last week, Stewart had 8 catches for 100 yards. They're using him more as a receiving back.
Yeah, Stewart's actually, his fantasy.
Stewart's star might be a little bit on the rise
of rushing touches.
Yeah.
Okay, we only have a couple minutes left, and all the lineup deadlines have passed, and now we're just going to talk about some guys to watch today. Keep an eye on Kyle Orton. If he has another big game, he might be worth a bye week replacement spot. Keep an eye on Colt McCoy. Keep an eye on Josh Freeman, see if he starts turning around. At the running back position, Kip, take another look at Daniel Thomas. Okay, let's look at also, we're going to look at Roy Helu very closely today. Isaac Redman could have a big game, but for long term, take a look at how Dexter McCluster is used, even though we don't expect it, and Thomas Jones to be the lead back there. So take a look at Thomas and how he plays today. Keep your eye out also on Denarius Moore and the Oakland receivers. It'll be interesting to see how Moore does when Hayward Bay returns. Let's take a look at how Percy Harvin gets used. Dane Sonsenbacher, we said keep an eye on. And, of course, our boy Ocho Cinco, who we love. Keep your eye on him. And finally, today is put up or shut up time for Lance Kendricks. Might be time to cut bait on him. If he can't put one up this week, keep your eye on Mercedes Lewis. And Scott Chandler in Buffalo, we really like. Brandon Pettigrew, active today. He could actually get loose against that Minnesota defense. Folks, it's Fantasy Insights Radio. We take you up to game time all September long, but guess what? September's over, so this show is only coming back if you send me emails telling me keep it alive. We're ready for some football. Take care.
Well, it's Monday night and we're ready to strike. Our special forces are in full flight. We're coming by air and on the ground. Monday Night Football's taking over the town. We gotta get ready. We gotta get right. It's gonna be a battle in the NFL tonight.
The weekend is coming up, and now you know what's gonna make you a better fantasy player. Tune in again next Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, for more of Fantasy Insights on the Voice America Sports Channel. Don't forget to visit FantasyInsights.com, the best fantasy football site on the net.